me for the Kershaw tapes. Available now on BBC Sounds.
And now at 7:30, it's time for Drama on Three and an adaptation of Florian Zeller's stage play The Sun, a powerful and disturbing drama about parenthood and the impact of mental illness on one already fractured family.
My name's Christopher Hampton, and I've translated most of Florian Zeller's plays. And this, The Sun, is the third of his family trilogy that he's written over the last decade, which started with the mother and then went on to the father. It's by some measure the most personal of his plays, and more simply and directly written, and with fewer of the theatrical sleight of hand effects that he often goes in for. In translating it, I try to maintain the directness and simplicity of the style. It's worth remarking, perhaps, that mental health regulations in France and in Britain are very different, so that the question of sectioning patients is considerably more circumscribed in France than it is in England. And that bears a great deal on the last third of the play. The Sun by Florian Zeller, translated by Christopher Hampton.
What are you doing here? Anne, I'm speaking to you. Yes?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, sorry. I mean, I don't know where to begin.
Has something happened? You turn up with no warning. You know very well...
I tried to call, but you weren't answering.
Why? Is there a problem?
Is she here?
Hmm?
Is she here?
She's putting the baby to bed. Why?
I didn't want to disturb you, but you never pick up. And I had to speak to you, one way or another.
What's the matter?
It's Nicholas.
Oh, yes? Has something happened?
Yes. He's not well. And I'm not well either. It's too difficult. I can't manage it.
You can't manage what?
It's just impossible. I don't know what to do anymore. This morning, I was summoned to the school, and the headmaster...
What?
Am I disturbing you? Hmm? You're making a face as if I'm disturbing you.
Of course not.
It's your son I'm talking about.
I know.
You ought to be just a little bit concerned.
Well, obviously I'm concerned. Why are you saying these things?
Because you've got this expression. As if I was here to annoy you with problems about... with my problems, when I'm talking to you about Nicholas.
Right, I'm sorry, I'm a bit tired. You know how it is, the baby's still not sleeping through and...
Anyway, he summoned me, the headmaster, to find out what was going on. And that's when I found out he hadn't been to school for more than 3 months.
What?
I'm telling you, for 3 months he's been pretending. Every morning.
What are you talking about?
I'm explaining the situation to you, and
Wait a minute. He hasn't been to school for 3 months, and during all this time, you never noticed anything?
No.
How is that possible?
He set off every morning with his bag and everything he needed for the day, but he didn't go there.
Are you joking? What was he doing? I mean, all day for 3 months? Where did he go?
I don't know. He hardly ever answers when I ask him a question. He behaves as if I don't exist.
But why?
I don't know. I'm worried about him, Pierre. He's not like he was before. Believe me, I don't know what's happened, but something has. He's changed. And I'm wondering if, to be absolutely honest with you, I'm even wondering if...
If what? Oh, Sophia.
What's going on?
Anne's just come to talk to me about Nicholas. It's just been discovered he hasn't been going to school, and...
It's not just that, Pierre. He's not well.
Yes, and he's not well at the moment, and...
He hasn't been well for months.
Ever since Pierre left you, I expect.
Sophia, please. And the headmaster? What did he say?
They want to expel him.
Incredible. Have you told Nicholas?
Yes, but he couldn't care less.
What's going on in his head?
You have to speak to him, Pierre. I can't manage it anymore. He needs you. You can't abandon him.
I'm not abandoning him. Why are you saying that?
The other day, I simply asked him to... Well, I can't even remember what, something trivial, to clear his plate away or something like that. And he looked at me with such hatred. I thought he was going to...
To what?
He frightens me. Do you understand?
I'll go and see him tomorrow. All right? I'll drop in at the end of the day. Will he be there?
Yes.
I'll drop in and see him. Don't worry.
Thanks. You were such a sweet child. So wonderful. Do you remember?
Yeah.
So sensitive. I don't know what's happened.
Oh. Come on. Don't worry. Everything will go back to normal.
You think so?
Of course.
I don't know.
Yeah, it will. Don't worry. I'm here.
No, that's exactly it. You're not here anymore.
Now, I wanted to talk to you, Nicholas. That's why I've come home. Here. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
I know you're having a difficult time and things aren't easy for you. I also know you're angry with me, but we have to talk. Both of us. Now, your mother told me you haven't been going to school. What's going on?
Nothing.
Don't say nothing. Explain it to me. Nicholas, why have you stopped going to school?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Well, there must be a reason. You can't decide to stop going to school just like that. It's not an option. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Are you having problems? What? What? Why are you sighing?
No reason.
Nicholas, I can't help you if you won't tell me anything. And stop biting your nails like that. I've spoken to your mother. She tells me you don't sleep at night, that you pace up and down in your room, that you... What is it you're up to?
Nothing.
In school? I mean, what are you going to do? Are you going to repeat a year? Is that your plan?
I really couldn't give a shit.
About what?
Anything.
Terrific. Great attitude. What were you doing all those days? Where did you go?
I walked.
You walked?
Yes.
On your own?
Yes.
You walked on your own in the street?
Or in the park.
But why? Come on, Nicholas. Do you understand what's going on? Do you honestly believe that's acceptable? Well, because you needed to stretch your legs? Yeah. And in your exam year as well, it doesn't make any sense. It didn't occur to you that eventually your school would get in touch with us.
I wasn't feeling well. Walking was the only thing that relaxed me.
Why weren't you feeling well? Let's say you weren't feeling well, but that is no reason to just give up. In life, you have to struggle.
Well, I don't want to struggle anymore.
But why? What's the matter with you? Nicholas, talk to me. I don't understand. A couple of years ago, you always had this big smile on your face, and then all of a sudden, what happened to you? Now, your mother's at the end of her rope, you know that. She tells me you're making her life a living hell, that you haven't been behaving well towards her. Is that true? She wants to send you to boarding school. Did you know that? Is that what you want?
No.
So? You have to do something, Nicholas. You can't just let yourself go like this.
I can't manage it.
What makes you say that? Has something happened at school? I mean...
No.
Or outside of school? We can talk to one another.
It's not that. It's...
Yes?
I don't know how to describe it.
Just tell me in your own words.
It's life. It's weighing me down.
Why? What is it about your life that isn't working?
I don't know. I had been telling myself that maybe...
Go on.
No, nothing. Forget it.
No. Tell me. Nicholas, tell me.
I'd like to live with you.
You mean...
I can't go on here, because I know I could get out of this, but not here. Not on my own. It's too difficult.
Well, yes, but...
Mum can't put up with me anymore. She is at the end of her tether. I know she is, and when I am here, I get too many black ideas. It's too difficult, I promise you, and I know it's just going to get worse and worse. I can feel it. Also, I'd like to live with my little brother.
Yes.
If you send me to boarding school, I'll go crazy.
Of course you won't.
Yes, I will. I promise you. My head feels like it's exploding.
Okay, come on. Come here.
Sometimes I feel as if I am going crazy, Dad.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you.
I don't understand what is happening to
come
me.
Come on, come on.
I don't understand.
Hey. Don't you worry. We'll get out of this. Don't worry. Find a solution. Come on. Trust me. Why are you taking it like this?
Taking it like what?
I can't just abandon him.
Why are you talking about abandoning him? She's just telling you these things to make you feel guilty.
No, that's got nothing to do with it, Sophia. Please. He's going through a difficult phase. That's a fact. Come on. He can stay in my office. I'll put a bed in there. It's just temporary.
And what about school?
We'll work something out. There must be a school which would take him mid-year, don't you think?
I'm sure.
You've only known him for 2 years, and I can see that... I mean, I know you have a negative impression of him after everything that's happened, but... he hasn't always been like this. You know, when he was younger, he was so... There were marks on his forearm.
What?
When I went to see him just now, he had, I don't know... marks.
But what kind of marks?
Little scars all up his arm. As if he'd... You know what I mean. It upset me so much. My little boy. I'd do anything for him. Anything. And today there he was, in front of me, suffering. And what am I doing for him? I mean, you only do that kind of thing when you're suffering, right?
Come on.
And it's true, you're right. I'm feeling guilty. I know it started when... I can't pretend I'm not responsible for the situation. You know, I left, Sophia.
I don't see the connection. It's not your fault if he isn't well.
I don't know.
It's nothing to do with... It's nothing to do with it, Pierre.
No, I made him cry. When I told him I was leaving his mother, I made him cry. It's not an image I can easily forget.
I understand. But you're not the first man to... This has nothing to do with what's going on today. Believe me. It's a difficult time for him, simple as that.
Anyway, there's nothing else I can do. I can't just give up on him.
I understand. Don't worry.
Now, when I was his age, my mother was already ill. I was thinking about it just now. I went to see her every day in hospital and sat with her. I revised for my exams on a little table opposite her while she was dying. It was horribly sad. And my father never showed up. Too busy living his life. He had his business, his famous hunting parties. He travelled all the time. But a week before she died... I ran into someone on the street, a family friend, who told me he'd had dinner with him the night before. And I didn't even know he was in Paris. He hadn't thought it was worth telling us or coming in to see her.
Why are you telling me this?
I don't know. Sorry. No reason. It's all mixed up in my head. What I wanted to say is that I don't want to be that kind of man. That kind of father.
What about us?
What?
What about us? Our life? Sasha?
Won't make any difference to Sasha. We'll look after him exactly the same way.
You think so?
Of course. Trust me, it's not going to change anything in our lives. I promise you. Everything will be fine. You'll see, darling. Everything will be fine. Oh, you're here. Did you sleep well? And there's your mother telling me you never get up before noon. All right. I didn't expect you to be up so early.
Yeah, I woke up and then I couldn't get back to sleep again.
Always takes a bit of time getting used to a new place. Sasha didn't wake you, did he?
No.
Oh, he cried a lot last night. You didn't hear him?
No.
Good. Do you want anything? Coffee?
No, thanks.
You don't have anything in the morning?
Why was he crying?
Like your brother. Well, he doesn't sleep through yet. He was hungry, that's all. You were the same. You weren't a great sleeper. I mean, when you were a baby. You listening to me?
Hmm?
What's the matter?
No, it's just... I was thinking about... about the setup. And I mean... I'm not sure.
What? What are you not sure about?
Well, I'm not feeling comfortable here. I feel I'm disturbing you both.
Of course not. What makes you say that?
And Sophia. I don't think she likes me. Did she really agree to my moving in here?
Obviously, Nicholas. Obviously.
But it's not just that. This school as well. I'm not sure I feel right about going there.
Sorry?
Well, I've been thinking about it this morning. Mm-hmm. Everyone is going to wonder why I'm showing up like this in the middle of the year.
So?
I won't know what to say to them.
Say what you like. Why are you worrying so much about what other people think?
They're all bound to look at me strangely.
No, they won't. On the contrary, someone who arrives in the middle of a year, they'll be interested in you, curious, wonder where you come from.
Exactly. I don't want to answer a lot of questions. I don't want to have to tell them what's been going on.
Listen, Nicholas, you're not the first person to change schools in the middle of a year. It happens all the time. I understand it might make you a bit anxious, but that's the way things are. All you have to do is not get thrown out.
Yeah, I know, but I was thinking. I've already missed so many lessons this year because of being absent so often. I'm full of gaps. I'll never be ready in time to take the exams. And it's April already. It's almost the end of the school year. And I'm stressed about it. You know? So... I was wondering if it might be better to start again in September when there's less pressure.
You'll go back on Monday, Nicholas. It's not negotiable. We've already discussed this. Why are you worrying like this? It'll be fine.
I don't know.
You asked me if you could come and live here. I agreed, and that's fine, but it won't work unless you make an effort. You understand? We can't go on like this indefinitely. Round in circles, hanging about, things have to change. And stop biting your nails, you're going to make them bleed. You've been depressed. It can happen to anyone. They end up on their knees. You understand what I'm saying? To anyone. And now it's time to stand up again.
Yeah.
I want this to be a new start. I want to see you smile again, like... you know, the way you used to smile. You're an extraordinary boy. With a bit of work, you'll have no difficulty catching up. I have confidence in you. I'm sure that one day you'll look back on this whole period and you'll say...
What?
Well, you'll even have forgotten the reasons you weren't well.
I don't know.
You will, trust me. We've all been through this. We've all had difficult moments. Just have to accept it.
Other people don't feel like this. For them, everything is easy.
How do you know?
I watch them. All they think about is having a laugh and having fun.
You're not in their head. Believe me, everybody has problems and fears, and you just have to get past them. And that's why you're going back to school starting Monday. Do you understand? Nicholas, do you understand?
Yes.
Don't want anything for breakfast?
No.
Where are you going?
Back to bed. Dad?
Yeah?
Thanks for everything you're doing for me.
Nicholas, are you ready? It's time to go. Nicholas, do you hear me? I've made your coffee. You just about have time to drink it. Nicholas? Nicholas, you're going to be late. Nicholas, I must have called you at least 10 times. We can't do this every morning. Do you hear me? Nicholas, I'm speaking to you. Open the door. It's time. You can't be late every day. You were yesterday. Do you hear me? Why don't you answer me?
I do answer you.
It's time. You have to go.
I know.
Come on, I made you a coffee. Sit down. You have just enough time. I have to prepare your little brother's bottle as well. Better not keep him waiting. I'll hear about it if I do.
Where's my father?
He's already left. He had a very early meeting this morning. Here's your coffee. Do you want anything else? What's the matter? Nicholas, what's the matter with you?
Nothing.
Are you in pain? Nicholas, what's going on? Tell me.
I don't know.
Are you unhappy? Why are you unhappy?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
Do you often start crying like this for no reason? Nicholas, does this often happen?
I'm not crying.
What's the matter?
I can't seem to understand the point of it.
Of what?
Anything. Life.
The point of life. Sometimes you have to decide not to ask yourself that question, don't you think? You have to be content with moving forward and not brood about things too much. You're all right here, aren't you? In your new room? You wanted to live here and see we organise everything to make it possible. That ought to make you feel better, doesn't it? Look how fond your father is of you. He never stops talking about you. Come on. You have to be brave.
Yeah.
And there's your brother as well. He's only little now, but soon you'll be able to teach him stuff and play with him. You're important to him. Come on.
Yeah. Sorry. Really sorry. I don't know what came over me.
Don't apologise. It can happen to anyone. Better?
Yeah. Thanks.
Come on.
Yeah, I have to go. Can I ask you a question?
Of course.
When you met my father, did you know he was married?
I...
Did you?
Yes. But he told me straight away that,
That what?
Perhaps it's better if you talk to him about this, don't you think?
I don't know.
I think it'd be better. Especially as it's time to go now.
Yeah, you know, when he left, my mother took it so badly. She really suffered. And she never stopped saying all of these awful things about him. Whereas I worshipped him. It was as though I had been chopped in half. And from then on, I didn't know what to think anymore.
I understand. It's not an easy situation.
And do you think she's angry with me? I mean, for coming here?
I think she respects your decision.
Sometimes I feel guilty about it.
You shouldn't.
And it didn't put you off.
Sorry?
When you met him, the fact that you knew that he was married and already had a son, that didn't put you off.
What do you want me to say, Nicholas?
Nothing. You're right. I don't know why I'm asking you this kind of question. It's stupid.
No, it's not stupid. It's just...
Yeah, anyway, I have to go. See you later.
See you later.
Well?
Listen, it's going well.
Really?
Yeah, quite well. He started at his new school last week. Did he tell you about it?
He just left me a message.
Well, he says the atmosphere is quite good.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he didn't much want to go there. I had to apply a bit of pressure, but I think he's getting going again.
And was he able to tell you what had happened? I mean...
Yeah, no. No, he doesn't say much.
I don't understand where this sadness comes from. It's as if...
Look, he's a teenager, Anne. Have you ever seen a teenager radiating happiness?
It's not just that. He's different from the others.
Why do you say that?
No reason. I don't know.
Sorry.
What about you? Everything all right in your office? You're working very hard at the moment, if I understand correctly.
Yeah.
I'm told you're going into politics.
Me? No, it's one of my clients, Signore. You know?
Yes.
Well, he suggested I join his campaign team. He wants to stand at the primaries. He's asked me to help him design his platform. So.
You must be pleased.
I'd just be an advisor. I don't even know if I'm going to accept. It's likely to take up a lot of time.
Uh-huh. When I think that when I met you, you were still a promising young lawyer.
But tell me, sorry, I'm coming back to Nicholas. Why do you say that he's different from the others? He just needs a few rules to be laid down, don't you think?
I don't know.
Well, if you ask me, he's been disappointed in love.
You think so?
That's what I've been telling myself. Can't see any other explanation. You know, he's had to split up with a girl and there we are. And there's nothing abnormal about it, unlike what you're suggesting. In fact, there's nothing... Well, nothing could be more normal at his age.
It's possible. He's so romantic.
Yeah.
Guess where he gets that from? And what about...
Sophia?
Yes. How's she taking it? You can tell me, you know.
Well, to start with, she was a bit...
Hostile, I imagine?
No, not really. Well, unsettled, perhaps. You know, there's the baby. She's already quite tired. She hadn't been expecting to live with a teenager right off the bat.
I can understand.
But all in all, it's going rather well.
He's not making life too difficult for her.
No, no, on the contrary. He's behaving himself. He's making an effort. He's very considerate towards her. There have been some quite happy moments. In fact, I think he likes living with his little brother.
Great.
Yeah, I think that side of things is going to work.
Oh, good.
Anne, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Anne.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Anne. Look, I'm sorry if I didn't want to hurt you.
I know.
Why are you crying?
I feel as if...
What?
I feel as if I've failed completely.
Of course not. What are you talking about, Anne? You haven't failed in any way.
I'm sorry. It's just that...
That what?
Oh, nothing. Never mind. Oh. I never dreamed he'd leave. Him as well. And go and live with you.
Well, me neither, you know. He's the one who asked me.
Why didn't he want to live here anymore? Does that mean the whole problem started with me? Did it?
Of course not.
Yes, if he prefers living somewhere else. And when I phone him, he doesn't even pick up. He never gives me any news. It's as if I didn't exist anymore. As if he's wiped me out of his life.
Anne, please. When you came to see me, you told me it was very tense between you, that you couldn't manage it anymore, that he was making your life a living hell.
I know.
You wanted to send him to boarding school, remember?
Yes.
You needed a break, but now you can have more time to yourself.
Have more time to myself?
Yeah, I mean, because I don't know. I've never asked you. You're so discreet.
I'm not seeing anyone, if that's what you wanted to know. The other day, I came across a photo of him. Found it by accident when I was tidying up, and I put it on my bedside table. Photo of him when he was 9. When we went on that safari in Africa. Remember?
Yeah, of course.
I look at it every morning when I wake up. And every time, I'm devastated. It was taken at dawn. We had to be really quiet so we didn't disturb the lion cubs suckling from their mother. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was astonishingly beautiful. In the photo, his face is so open. He's like a little sunbeam. Actually, I remember at the time calling him My little sunbeam.
Yeah.
My little sunbeam.
Yeah.
When you think about it, at that time, everything seemed to be smiling on us. There was so much... yes, joy in our family. I don't know what happened. Why everything has turned around like this.
Come on.
To tell you the truth, I'm afraid this isn't going to end well.
No. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I have like a bad feeling about all this. I loved him so much, you know.
I know.
And you as well. I loved you so much, Pierre. If you knew how much I loved you.
Come on. Don't worry. You're a wonderful mother. You always have been. No, and it's not your fault if he's going through a difficult patch, but soon everything will be back to normal. Yes, it will. Believe me, Anne. Everything will be fine, and he'll start smiling again. Like in the photo. All right. Is he asleep?
He is. Finally.
He's taken his time.
Yes. I practically fell asleep myself.
Yeah.
Thanks. That's nice.
Oh.
I'm exhausted.
Good day?
Nothing special. I went to the paediatrician, did some shopping. Otherwise, we stayed here. What about you? How was work? Actually, I was wondering, when do you give your answer?
Soon.
What is it?
What, me?
Yes, what is it?
Nothing.
Then why do you look like that?
Like what?
Smug. What's that? What's this in aid of?
Do you like them?
Is this your way of saying sorry?
It's to thank you.
What for?
You know very well.
They're very pretty. Very pretty earrings.
You know, I'm well aware. I mean, I'm really grateful for how you've handled all this.
Yes, that's what I said. It's your way of saying sorry.
What I mean is, it's lucky you're here.
On the other hand, you're not here much. Seems to me you're at work all the time.
Well, exactly, and I've been thinking about the situation, and I'm not sure I should accept Signore's offer. It's not come at a good time, you know? What with Nicholas?
Are you going to turn it down?
Well, I'm thinking about it.
But you have to accept it, Pierre. You've been talking to me about it for months.
I know.
Dad, can I talk to you for a minute?
Yes, of course.
But I'm disturbing you, aren't I?
No, not at all. Tell me.
I just wanted to ask your advice. It can wait. Don't want to interrupt. Would you just come and see me afterwards?
Right. Yeah, I'll join you.
Great. Thanks.
Anyway, he looks better, don't you think? Told me he got a very good mark today in philosophy. Think he's starting to regain his self-confidence. I'm so pleased about it. And, if I understand correctly, he's been invited out one evening next week.
Is he?
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Needs to see some people. You know, it worries me that he's on his own all the time.
Anyway, it went well.
What?
The paediatrician with Sasha.
What did he say?
She. It's a she.
What did she say?
She thinks he'll soon be sleeping through. Like you. She says it's just a passing phase.
If you ask me, as soon as you go back to work, everything will be easier. He'll go to the creche, wear himself out in the normal way during the day, and he'll sleep better at night, don't you think?
I don't know. Hope so.
There's something else I wanted to talk to you about. The week we plan to spend in Italy, beginning of May.
You want to cancel it?
I don't want to cancel it, but I'm thinking it might not be the best moment. Not only because of my work, I mean, obviously I hadn't anticipated things would pile up like this, but I was really thinking about Nicholas. I know it's important for you to be able to spend a bit of time together. We all need a rest, but how to put this? He's only just started back at school, and I'm not sure we should be leaving him here on his own.
Why shouldn't he come with us?
Well, I thought about that, but I'm not sure it's a good idea. He skipped school for months. I don't think I ought to suggest taking him off to the sun when he should be at school. I know you're disappointed, but I don't think we have a choice.
I understand.
He needs people around him, you know? It's a decisive moment. That's what I feel, and I don't want to leave him just when he's...
Yeah,
he's...
I said I understand. Let's cancel our trip. It's not at all important. We'll go another time.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Or else, I don't know, you could go without me.
Are they mother of pearl?
Hmm?
They're really very pretty. I don't suppose I'll have much chance to wear them at the moment, but they're very pretty. Thank you.
Are you angry with me?
No, it's just I hadn't actually imagined things turning out like this.
Like what? I promise, as soon as Nicholas settles down, we'll go somewhere. We'll go out more often.
I know. It's just a passing phase.
Why are you saying that?
No reason, sorry. I'm tired, and when I'm tired, I don't listen to what I'm saying. Thanks for the present.
You remember we're having dinner with Laurent next week?
Yes.
You see, you'll have lots of chances to wear them. Good. I'm going to see Nicholas. I'll be back soon, all right? Nicholas! Well?
I'm not sure.
Well, I think it suits you.
Do you? I don't look a bit...
A bit what?
I don't know. I feel sort of ridiculous.
No, I'm telling you, it's perfect. I walked past this shop, I saw it in the window, I thought you'd like it. I mean, you did tell me you're going out one evening next week, didn't you? You'll need something to wear.
Oh, it's nice of you, but...
What?
I'm not sure people my age really wear jackets.
Are you joking? Like the salesman, for example. He was hardly older than you. He was wearing one.
Was he?
Mm-hmm. And he told me everyone was wearing them now. And honestly, it suits you. It makes you look stylish.
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure I'm even going to this party.
Why not? Come on, you have to go. It's important seeing people. Having a bit of fun. Opening yourself up to others. You can't spend all your time on your own.
I know, but... I don't feel particularly close to people my own age. They're really stupid, you know. For example, they all can't wait to be 18, as if that's going to change anything. Yeah, fine. Have a party to celebrate. But what use is it being 18? None. To be able to go clubbing. Couldn't care less about clubbing. Doesn't interest me.
So what does interest you?
You see, I'd like never to be this age. It is too complicated for me. Too many responsibilities. Too much pressure. Preferred it when I was a child. Anyway, I don't know how to dance.
Ah, so that's the problem.
I'll just be stood in a corner watching everyone else.
All you have to do is ask Sophia to teach you. She's the best dancer I know.
What are you talking about?
I was just telling Nicholas that you're a great dancer.
Very funny. Given the way you dance, you have the nerve to criticise me.
Why? Isn't he a good dancer?
Let's just say he has his own style.
Yes, I do. My unique style.
Did you know we met at a wedding?
No, I didn't.
Sophia.
Everyone was dancing, and that was my first sight of your father. He was on the floor doing his famous hip sway.
What is that?
No. You don't know your father's famous hip sway?
No.
Sophia, look, it's better you just teach him to dance, Lee. He's going to a party next week.
Watch.
What are you doing? Sophia, don't.
Come on, Pierre. Aren't you going to show us?
Is this really a good idea?
Yes.
All right, look, I'm afraid to wake Sasha.
Come on, Dad.
All right, you've asked for it. At your own risk, you've asked for it. Here it comes.
You see why I immediately fell in love with him?
I mean, who wouldn't?
I know, I'm irresistible. Oh.
He starts, everyone else stops dancing. You can't help drawing attention to himself.
All right, how do you do it?
Look, look, like this, that's it, man, right? That's
oh,
it!
No, don't that's tell it. Me. Not another that's one.
That's all you need for your party. That is it.
Now I'm going to lock him dead in the rain.
That's my son. If you like me, then love me, Nicholas?
What's the matter with him?
I don't know. Nicholas? Nicholas? What's the matter?
Did we say something?
Nicholas? Open this door. Nicholas!
Come on, Sasha. We're gonna go for a walk. Pierre? Can I talk to you for a minute? Can I talk to you?
You going out?
Yes, but I wanted a word with you before I... if it isn't too much of a distraction.
Yeah? What's going on?
I know you're working, but this is important. Just now, I was just tidying Nicholas's things. I was just doing his room, and not sure how to put this.
Tell me.
I found a knife.
What?
Just a kitchen knife, all the same.
In his room?
Yes.
What's all this about?
It was hidden under his mattress. I took it away, obviously. But I was thinking you ought to speak to him about it. I'm sorry. I thought I'd better tell you.
Why'd he take a knife?
I don't know.
You think he's... I don't understand. Why does he do that? I thought he seems to be doing well, doesn't he? Don't you think?
I don't know.
Well, he's going to school, he's smiling, he's better.
Yes.
So, why is he doing this?
I think the simplest thing would be to talk to him about it. Don't make that face.
Sorry, you're right. Are you leaving?
Yes, while the weather's still nice. I'm not suggesting you come with us.
No, well, that's nice of you. I have to prepare this file for Monday.
But we're going to get a bit of sun, aren't we, my little man? Don't worry. He's bound to still be a bit fragile. We mustn't over-dramatise. And you're right. He's better. Thanks to everything you're doing for him.
Do you think so? Ah, Nicholas.
You going for a walk in the park?
Just Sasha and me. Your father's staying here. He has work to do.
Anyway, I wanted a word with you before I get back to it.
Now?
Yes.
What about?
In that case, we'll leave you. All right?
Yep. See you soon, darling. Have a nice walk.
See you soon.
What's going on? Is there a problem?
Yes. Why have you hidden a knife under your mattress?
What?
There's a knife under your mattress. You know about this? What's it doing there?
Nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
It's just there, in case.
In case of what? What are you talking about?
I don't know. If there was a burglar or... It makes me feel safer. Ugh, the other night, I thought I heard a noise, even though there was no one there, and for a moment, I was afraid. Sometimes I get a bit paranoid. There's no need to make a fuss about it.
Show me your arm.
What?
Show me your arm.
No.
Oh. Nicholas! Why do you do this?
Do what?
You know very well. Explain it to me. Why do you do this?
I don't know.
I don't want you to hurt yourself. Do you understand me?
I don't hurt myself.
Have you seen these scars? That's what I'd call hurting yourself.
It's the opposite.
What do you mean, the opposite?
Nothing.
No, explain it to me. Explain it to me, Nicholas.
It relieves me.
Relieves you of what? Relieves you of what?
When I'm in pain. It's a way to channel the pain.
But what pain? Nicholas, a way to channel what pain? I don't want you to do it anymore. It's
no,
not up for discussion. It's not up for discussion. I forbid you to do this. Is that clear? Nicholas, is that clear?
Yes.
I don't accept this way of... You know, there are things in life you don't do. I mean, do you realise, with a knife...
Was it Sophia who found it?
Doesn't matter.
What's she doing, searching through all of my things?
Well, she's not searching through your things. She was kind enough to make your bed, as you never make it yourself.
Oh, come on.
What?
Well, it's not as if I...
It's not as if what? You admit you took a knife out of the kitchen so...
Yes, I didn't take it for that originally. I just told you. I just wanted to have a knife with me to defend myself.
Defend yourself? Defend yourself from what? What are you talking about? You realise this makes no sense at all.
Yeah, well, you have a gun.
What?
In the utility room. Behind the cupboard, there's a gun.
That's got nothing to do with it. It was a present.
A present?
Yes, but that's got nothing to do with it. It has nothing to do with our discussion, Nicholas.
Who gave you a gun?
My father. Long time ago, he loved hunting. It was his passion. It's a hunting rifle. You see, there's nothing out of the ordinary about it. It's not there so I can defend myself.
Why did he give you a hunting rifle?
He must have thought I'd like it, that it was something we could do together, that... But, you know, I've never used it. I loathe hunting and everything that goes with it.
So why do you keep it?
Well, if you must know, I'd forgotten I had it. It was in the cellar for years. I found it when... The time when I moved, and I stuck it behind the cupboard for the time being, because the flat doesn't have a cellar. It's as stupid as that.
Is it loaded?
Nicholas, this is not what we're talking about. Why do you do this sort of thing? Honestly, I don't understand.
I know.
What happened at your last school? Now, this might be the time to tell me about it, don't you think? Something must have happened, otherwise you wouldn't have this kind of... You wouldn't do these things. I won't be able to understand if you don't say anything. I'm here to help you, Nicholas. If you don't want to talk to me about it, maybe there's someone else you could talk to. What do you think?
No, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, anyway, if you're in pain, there are other ways to channel it. I mean, why have you given up sport? You ought to go running in the park. We could go together, if you like, on Saturday mornings or whenever you like. But this is unacceptable. Do you understand? I'm going to give you some disinfectant.
Oh, no, it's just some scratches.
No. When you hurt yourself, it's as if you were doing it to me.
And when you hurt Mum, you were doing it to me.
You eating cereal?
Yep.
You wouldn't like to try something a bit more exciting?
Hmm?
Well, I don't know. It's Saturday evening.
So?
Don't you want to see your friends? Go to the cinema?
I don't have any friends.
Why say that?
Because it's the truth.
Well, you used to have. You know, Sebastian, you used to see him a lot. And, what was he called? Mateo, the one with the long hair? Why don't you see them anymore? What about that party you told me about?
Yes, all right, Dad.
What?
You just leave it now.
You haven't seen my earrings, have you, darling? I had them in my hand just now. Since then, they've disappeared.
Well, have you looked in the bedroom?
I've looked everywhere. I can't understand it. I'm losing my marbles.
Oh, just a minute. Hello? Yes. Yep.
You haven't seen them.
Hmm?
My mother of pearl earrings? The ones your father gave me. They were around here somewhere a minute ago.
No.
I keep losing things at the moment.
You changed your dress. That one really suits you.
That's a nice thing to say.
No, it's true. You look beautiful. Where are you going?
Nowhere particularly special. Dinner with some friends. Laurent, do you know him?
No.
Well, I say nowhere particularly special, but in fact it is pretty special. It's practically the first time we've gone out since Sasha was born. Some good advice. If you want to go on having a life, don't have a child. I'm joking.
You know, I know you. I mean, you didn't choose to live with me, and I do. I appreciate the fact that you... Because you weren't against my moving in here.
Why should I be against it?
I don't know.
You're Sasha's brother. So it's your home as well here.
Yeah.
Are you still thinking about that girl?
Huh?
Your father told me. What I mean is, he told me you'd finally explained to him what happened at your old school.
What did he tell you?
He just said, I mean, that you had this girlfriend and that you'd broken up. Don't worry. In the end, we forget these things.
Right. Bad news. Letitia stood us up.
What?
Just had her on the phone.
But just now, at the last minute?
She's ill.
Is this a joke?
I'm sorry.
She might at least have said a bit sooner.
She was really apologetic, but she has a temperature.
Yes, but just like that, at the last minute. Mm. What are we going to do?
Who's Letitia?
The young woman who was going to look after Sasha this evening.
Should I call Marie?
Already have. She's not free.
Oh, great. The one time we're able to go out.
Yeah, what shall I do? Call Laurent? Cancel?
Do you want me to look after him?
You?
If you like, I could take care of things.
You think you could manage it?
Yeah.
What do you...
No, it's kind of you, but...
Why not?
No, you know, he's only a baby. It's
your decision. I only suggested it to help you out.
It's very sweet of you, but I think it would be better if...
Are you sure? Because...
Yes. Very nice, Calderon. We better cancel.
Just as you like.
What?
Nothing.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Why do you think? He made a kind suggestion. I don't know why you're refusing.
You don't see why?
No, he's his little brother.
So?
So he can look after him.
I'm just not sure. He's only a baby and...
And what? Always see things in such a black light.
Oh, better to see them in a black light than to not see them at all.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
Yes, tell me, what am I not seeing?
Never mind.
You really believe Nicholas is not capable of looking after his little brother while he's asleep? You have to trust him, Sophia, otherwise how's he going to recover?
He's... You know very well he's coming out of a depression. He's still unstable. He's even... I'm sorry if this shocks you, but I'm not trusting my son to...
To... Go on, say it. You're not trusting your son to...
Stop it.
Say it.
He's weird, Pierre. Don't say he isn't. In fact, he's ultra weird. The look in his eye, it's worrying sometimes. I mean, let's face it. Open your eyes. He's not right in the head.
Nicholas, what are you doing? Nicholas? You've found the earrings.
Where were they?
Nicholas, you mustn't think... We were arguing because... Well, you understand the situation. It's nothing to do with you. We were just disappointed about not being able to go out tonight. Do you understand? And Sophia got a bit overexcited. She wasn't thinking about what she was saying. Do you hear what I'm saying? Nicholas? Nicholas, I'm speaking to you.
They were out in the corridor.
Nicholas. Nicholas.
You gave me a fright. What are you doing here? You should have told me you were coming by. I didn't know. Are you all right?
What about you?
Well, I'm happy to see you. Were you waiting for me? What's the matter?
Nothing. I just wanted to talk to you.
Do you have a bit of time? What time is it? Shouldn't you be at school?
I was just in the area.
Would you like something to drink or...
No, thanks.
How are you? I've left you, I don't know how many messages, but you never answer. Tell me. Are you all right?
So. That's why I came. I wanted to ask you...
What?
I mean, I wanted to know... In fact, I've changed my mind.
What about?
About... Do you think I could come back and live here?
Here? But why? I mean, aren't things going well? I thought everything was going well. Your father told me you were happy at your new school. Aren't you? Why don't you ever answer me? I left so many messages on your voicemail.
Yes, I know.
Are you angry with me?
No.
Towards the end, things got difficult between us. It's true, but you know, I'm so happy you've come here to talk to me. I've missed you.
I've missed you too.
Why do you want to come back here? I mean, it's your home. That's your room. But, I mean, have you discussed it with your father?
No.
What's going on, Nicholas?
I don't feel good over there. I was hoping, you know, I thought. But in the end, there's no room for me.
Why do you say that? I thought your father was saying...
They find me disturbing more than anything else. Yeah, I can see it now. I disturb them. And he puts so much pressure on me.
Your father?
Yeah. He doesn't realise, but he never stops talking to me about my schoolwork, as if that's all there was to life.
It's normal. He worries about you.
No, he doesn't give a shit about me. I mean, about who I really am. He just wants me to succeed like him, the way he has. But I have no desire to be a law student or to become a lawyer. I couldn't give a shit. It doesn't interest me.
I know. At one time, your dream was to be a writer.
Yeah.
Are you still writing? You remind me of my brother. Both of you are artists.
I never said that. And anyway, he went into insurance, so thanks for the comparison.
That's right. I always felt he'd missed out. He could have done great things, I'm sure of it, if he'd persevered. And so could you.
Anyway, I'm not feeling good over there. I don't think I'll ever be up to standard.
Don't say that.
It's true. I feel... so worthless. And I can see what he thinks of me. I can see it from his side, even if he denies it, and I don't want to disappoint him.
What are you talking about? Your father wants the best for you, Nicholas. It's just you're very different. And I suspect that at the moment, he's also under a lot of pressure, don't you think? You mustn't hold it against him. This business... Has he talked to you about it?
About what?
He's going to help Signore draw up his economic plan. Huh? He's been dreaming about doing this for years. It's important to him. His father was in politics. He was a town councillor for years. Did you know?
No.
I suspect there's some connection. In some way, he wants to poach on his territory.
Well, did you know he'd given him a gun?
Hmm?
Speaking of poaching, he told me he'd given him a gun.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah. He still has it at the flat. I've seen it. He says that he loathes hunting. But when he says it, you get the feeling that it's actually his father that he loathes.
Yes.
Why weren't they on speaking terms?
It's a long story. Your grandfather was a very... unusual man.
Meaning?
He showed no generosity to Pierre. He was very absent. And he never encouraged him. That's the thing. When you tell me your father's putting pressure on you, he's trying to do what's best in his own way. But he believes in you. He loves you.
I'll never manage it.
Why do you say that? Why can't you manage it?
I'm not well, Mum.
Your father told me you'd broken up with a girl. Is that it? That's not it.
No.
All the same?
Yes, I know. That's what I told him. He didn't understand what was wrong. He needed a rational explanation. You know what he's like, so I just told him what he wanted to hear.
You mean...
I mean, I never even went out with that girl. It's... It's just... It's just... I'm not made like other people.
What do you mean?
Sometimes I feel like I'm not made for this life. I can't manage it. Even so, I try every day with all of my strength, but I can't manage it. I'm in pain, permanently, and I'm tired. I'm tired of being in pain.
Nicholas.
I want it to end, Mum.
Don't say that, my love. You never say that. Do you understand me? You have so much ahead of you. You have your whole life. So don't say that, my little sunbeam. Do you understand me? Don't say that to your mother.
Nicholas, come here, please.
What is it?
Come here. I need to talk to you.
What?
Sit down.
What is it?
I said sit down. We need to talk. Now, I'm going to try and speak calmly, but I'm not sure I'll manage it because I'm very angry. What's going on? You obviously don't know what I'm talking about.
No.
I'm talking about school. What's going on?
Nothing special. Why?
Nothing special.
No.
Yesterday afternoon, you had your mock exam. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what you told me. How did it go?
I've already told you.
Yeah, I'd like you to tell me again.
Quite well, I think.
Good. Only, you see, yesterday afternoon, Sophia went for a walk with Sasha. They went to the park and they saw you. You were sitting on a bench, apparently. You were writing in an exercise book. In any case, you weren't at school. So, I'm going to ask you one last time, and this time, I want an answer. What's going on? You've started to skip classes again. Is that it?
No.
Well, then why weren't you at school yesterday?
Why did she tell you that?
That's not the problem, Nicholas.
Yes, it is the problem.
It's not the problem. The problem is that we're doing everything we can to help you, that we are trying to do our best for you, that we're bending over backwards for your sake, while at the same time you are taking us... You're taking the piss.
She told you that because she wants to set us against one another.
That's not true.
Since the start, she has wanted me out of here.
You're wrong. And anyway, that's not what we're talking about. Whether she said that to me or not is not the problem. The problem is that you're lying to me, Nicholas. Why weren't you at school yesterday? I'm listening.
I didn't feel well. I couldn't bring myself to go. I'm under too much pressure with this exam, and I'm sorry.
You're sorry? I called the school. I called them. You know what they told me? They told me you'd never been back there. They told me you were there on the first day, 2 months ago, and afterwards you never came back. Never. Not once. They said they'd been sending letters. You're not saying anything. Yeah, when I think you had the nerve to tell me you were getting good marks and being invited to parties and the whole time you were lying to me. What am I supposed to do now? Send you to boarding school? What sort of a reaction were you expecting from me? What have you been doing all these days? Because I can't understand what benefit you were walking. Is that it? We give you a chance to climb back up the slope, and what do? You carry on just as before. You lie to everybody. You explain it to me. What's going on? Are you on drugs?
Dad.
Well, then explain it to me. Because I don't know what else to do with you. I'm telling you honestly, I don't know. I've tried to listen to you, to stand shoulder to shoulder, to give you strength and confidence, but evidently none of that's any use. You think you can live your life like that? Just doing what you feel like, getting out of going to school, of taking any responsibility, of growing up? What are you going to do with your life? If you're not doing anything, tell me what's to become of you. Of course, you have no answer. And stop staring at me like that. What's the idea? Trying to intimidate me? That won't work, I can tell you right away. Not with me. All right. I'm going to explain to you how things are going to be. And from tomorrow on, whether you like it or not, you are going back to school. Is that clear?
No.
Sorry?
I'm saying no. I will not go back to school.
What are you playing at, Nicholas? You know, when I was your age, my mother was ill. I didn't see my father anymore. I had money problems, but I fought on. I fought on. And believe me, most days, it wasn't much fun. And what's happened to you? What is there in your life that's so dramatic you're not able to go to school like everybody else? Answer me. Answer me, Nicholas.
I can't manage it.
You can't manage it? I don't even understand what that means. You can't manage what? Getting up in the morning? Concentrating? Making an effort?
Living. I can't manage living. And it's your fault.
Sorry?
If I am like this, it's your fault.
What are you talking about? What's my fault? What have I done? What have I done? Tell me.
You disgust me.
Sorry? What did you say?
Well, you make all of these grand speeches about life and work, and then you abandon us. As if we were pieces of shit without a second glance.
What?
And you give yourself all of these superior airs, but since the start, you've basically behaved like a bastard.
Take back what you've just said, Nicholas. Do you hear me? Take back what you just said at once.
Bastard.
Me!
You bastard! Me! I have taken care of you all these years. Have you wanted for anything at all? Have I not always done everything for you? Answer me! Answer for Christ's sake! Years! You hear me? I have looked after you. I've stayed with your mother. Why are you saying this? Why?
Let me go!
Because I fell in love with another woman. Is that it? Is that my crime? What business is it of yours? And I have the right to reinvent my life. Shit! It's my life! You hear me? It's my life! I'm sorry. Nicholas, I don't know what came over me. Please, please.
Get off me.
Nicholas. Nicholas. Please.
Anne.
Where is he?
They're with him, don't worry.
How is he? Have they told you anything?
They found him in time. Everything's going to be all right.
Oh, God. What's happened?
And the doctor's coming to see us. He'll explain. Don't worry.
But you're sure there's no danger? Yes,
so they told me.
Oh, my little boy.
Come on, come on. It's almost over. It'll be all right.
But what happened? What did he do it with?
Razor.
He told me the other day. He told me he wanted to. I should have listened to him or understood him better.
Come on, calm down.
It's my fault. He came to see me. He came to talk to me and he told me quite plainly.
Anne, please calm down. Everything's all right. Do you understand me?
No, everything's not all right. Can you say that? And why doesn't he have an electric razor?
Come on, calm down. Please, calm down. It's no use getting into a state, please.
How long do we have to wait?
I don't know.
How long have you been here?
Well, half an hour, something like that. They told me they'd be out to see us soon.
Well, why did he do that? What happened?
But I wasn't there. I was working. It was Sophia who found him, and she called an ambulance, and they brought him here. I came right away.
But she didn't say anything to you?
No. All I know is she went out, and she'd forgotten her mobile. She had to go back to the house. That's how she found him, in the bathroom. And he just... We were lucky. The ambulance arrived very quickly, and I'm sorry. I'm really sorry.
I don't understand.
It's more than 10 days since... Since our fight. He told you about it, I expect. He hardly ever left the flat. He was going round in circles. He wasn't doing anything. It was hell for everyone else as well.
I know.
And after it happened, his attitude towards me changed. He hardly ever answered me. He wouldn't look me in the eye. I'm telling you, it got really unbearable. And yesterday evening, I lost my temper. Do you understand? I can't get rid of this constant feeling of rage. I want to shake him. He has everything anyone needs to be happy. Everything. And he just lies in bed doing nothing. It's heartbreaking. He's completely switched off. I'm not even talking about school. Forget about that.
So you had another fight? Yeah.
I wanted so much to help him. You know, I wanted to save him. And in the end, what's happened is the opposite. And today we end up here. It's horrible. I so much wanted to succeed in for things to turn out differently, to be in a better position. To...
I know.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. I'm as lost as you are, honestly.
Do you think it was my fault? Doctor.
Good afternoon. I'm Dr. Ramirez. I'm looking after your son.
Where is Nicholas?
In his room. Don't worry. He's resting.
Yeah, how is he?
He's no longer in danger. Right. You don't need to worry.
Can we see him?
He needs quiet at the moment. In the meantime, I'd like to discuss the situation with you. Sit down.
No. What's happening?
The cut was not very deep, and it was treated very promptly. The worst was prevented. He was lucky.
You're absolutely sure of that?
Yes, trust me.
Oh, thank God.
All the same, We need to take some decisions. Shall we sit down? Yeah. I've been able to talk to your son. He's regained consciousness. And he seems, should we say, annoyed to have woken up here, which is very common in this sort of case.
Has he said anything about what caused him to do this?
You know, we're very accustomed to these situations. And I think it would be important for Nicholas to spend a bit of time under observation.
Under observation?
You mean?
I just checked, and there is a vacancy in our facility.
But how long would he need to stay?
We'll decide that together. All the same, what's important is that in this first phase, he should stay in isolation.
Isolation?
What does that mean?
Well, obviously, he wouldn't be completely on his own. Right. There'll be the whole medical team as well as other patients. There'll be all sorts of activities. And Nicholas will be very closely supervised. But the essential thing for us is that there should be a break with the outside world, and particularly with the family.
We won't be able to see him. Is that what you're...
Every time we hospitalise an adolescent, this is what I ask from the parents. Systematically, it allows everyone to take some distance, to lower the stakes, to decrease the pressure. It's nothing against you. You must understand that. You don't come into it.
But...
Then we'll meet once a week in my office with Nicholas for us all to assess his progress.
Will this last a long time, do you think?
No, not necessarily. What I want is for him to acquire an awareness of what he's done. He doesn't have that at the moment. His tendency at the moment is to minimise it somewhat, which seems to me dangerous. I wouldn't want him to try it again.
I'd like to see him, Doctor.
You'll have to come back to bring him his things, obviously. But during this first week, it'd be best for you to entrust him to us. Don't worry. We're familiar with these kinds of situations. Sadly, they're very common. We know what needs doing.
Sorry, Doctor.
Excuse me a minute.
Yeah.
There's an emergency on the second floor. I can accompany you up there if you like.
Okay, I'll just get my things. I'll be right there. I'm sorry, I have to go back. I suggest you go and see my assistant on the second floor. Ask for the Department of Psychiatry.
Psychiatry?
Yes. She's familiar with the case. She'll give you information about what steps need taking. All right? Don't worry. He's finally in very good hands.
You ready?
Yes.
What time's the plane?
I ordered a taxi. It'll be here in 5 minutes.
I'll help you down with the suitcase.
Oh, no. It's all right.
Listen, I'm sorry about last night. I'm sorry. I expect I'd had a bit too much to drink, and I was over the top and stupid. I apologize.
I don't understand why we have to quarrel like that.
No, it's my fault. I'm sorry.
All we talk about is him. For weeks now. You'd think our lives were entirely centred around him.
I know. But it's breaking my heart to know you're going away angry with me.
Stop it, please.
What?
Stop saying I'm angry. That's not the problem. Why can't you come with us? Like we planned.
I can't, Sophia.
Yes, you can. The doctor told you he needs to be in isolation for a week, so what difference does it make if you're here or somewhere else?
I don't feel like going to the seaside knowing he's in there. I'm sorry, I can't.
You could come for a few days. You need rest as well. You're done in. It's still possible.
I can't. I'm sorry. I couldn't go when... It's beyond me.
When's he coming out?
Next Monday, I imagine.
And then? Why are you refusing to let him go back to his mother's? I mean, if that's what he wants...
I didn't say I was refusing. It's just... It won't solve the problem. And then, I don't know, after everything that happened between us, after our row, it'd be such a failure.
For him or for you?
See, the strangest thing is I can't work out what I'm feeling anymore. Sometimes it's rage, and then a moment later it's pain. Sometimes I'm angry with him, sometimes with myself.
Sounds normal.
Hope I can be a better father to Sasha.
But you're a good father, Pierre. Stop all this.
I'm not so sure anymore.
And what makes me sad is to have to play a part I loathe with everything in me. For example, these last weeks I keep catching myself saying things, exactly the same things my father used to say to me when I was young, things which made me genuinely loathe him. And now it's my turn. It makes me think I've finished up being just like him.
What kind of things?
What are you going to do with your life? When I was your age, I did this or I did that. Or, you know, what are we going to do with you? It disgusts me. Disappointed. In him, but in myself as well. Especially in myself. I admit it.
We have to go. But
before you do, tell me you forgive me for yesterday. I can't let you go like this.
I'd really like us to stop quarrelling like that.
Me too.
These last weeks have been really...
I know.
No, you don't know. You aren't here. You're working all day, but I'm here on my own.
You're not on your own.
Yes, I'm on my own, and I'm tired. And there's Sasha as well. Your other son, and he needs you too.
Please, don't let's start again.
All right. I'll call you when we get there, okay?
Okay. Come on, little man. Give me a cuddle. So I'm not going to see you for a week. And I am going to miss you. You look after Mummy, will you? Yeah? And your godmother as well. You're going to discover the sea. See how beautiful it is. You'll see how big it is. I'm really sorry not to be going with you, but I have to stay in Paris. Do you understand? You'll tell me all about it, all right? Will you tell me all about it, little man?
Please, sit down.
How is he?
Dr. Ramez will see you in a minute. First, I'm going to go and find Nicholas, who's close by. He wanted to talk to you before the meeting.
Fine.
All right, I'll be right back. And then I'll go and let the doctor know you've arrived.
Doesn't seem very bright, that nurse.
Why do you say that?
I don't trust them at all.
Mum.
Oh, darling.
I've missed you so much.
We've missed you. How are you?
It seems as if I haven't seen you for months.
Well, we're here now. We're here.
Nicholas, I'm going to leave you for 5 minutes, as you asked, to have your reunion. And while that's happening, I'm going to go and look for the doctor. All right?
Yes.
Okay, I'll be right back.
How are you?
It's horrible. I swear it is. You have to get me out of here.
But don't worry.
You absolutely have to take me out of here. Promise me.
Has it gone badly?
It was dreadful, Mum. The worst week of my life. Everyone here is sick. Anorexics and psychopaths, and they're all crazy. They all talk about dying the whole time. I'm too sensitive for a place like this. Every night I've been afraid. There's this man who keeps walking up and down in front of my room, and I am convinced he is going to come back while I'm asleep. And there's another one who cries all night. All night, Mum. He doesn't stop for a single minute. I swear to you, I have to get out of here. You can't leave me in here. It's hell. You can't leave me in hell.
Don't worry. That's what we're here for, to discuss it with the doctor.
He's an idiot. He doesn't understand anything. He stuffs me full of pills, but he doesn't understand the first thing about what is going on in my head. He's already explained to me what he's going to tell you. He thinks I'm ill. He's told me I'm going to have to stay here for weeks and weeks, but I am telling you I can't. I won't be able to stand it. I'll crack up. You know me. You know what I'm like. I'm not just saying these things just like that. I feel much worse here than I do at home. It's all of these people. I'm finding it too disturbing. Because, okay, I only have one dream. And it's to get back to normal life. And to see you and to be with you. I need you. You have to take me out of here. Please, Mum. Please, Dad. I'm begging you.
Calm down, son. We'll do what's best. We'll talk to the doctor.
Don't worry, Nicholas. We're here. We're with you.
Yeah. I'm so happy to see you. I've missed you. You have no idea how much.
We've missed you as well.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Doctor.
Good afternoon. Right. I suggest you sit down. Nicholas, you can sit over here. Vincent, who's a nurse, will stay with us during our conversation. Good. I expect Nicholas has communicated to you that he wishes to leave the hospital.
Yes.
He's talked to me about it as well. I've taken it on board that for him this has been a testing week.
Yes, so it seems.
Which is often the case with the first week.
I don't want to stay here.
I can understand that you might want to go home. But from a medical point of view, I can't allow it.
You see?
Why? Why?
Nicholas is going through a period of acute depression. He talks a good deal about his suicidal urges. Right. You've spoken to me about it several times, remember? In the course of our conversations? It's my opinion he'd be potentially at risk outside this institution.
That's not true. I am better. All that counts for me is to come home and there won't be a problem, I promise.
Nicholas, only 2 days ago when I asked you what you'd do if we let you out today, do you remember your answer?
I was just trying to provoke you.
I don't think so.
Ah, you see, Dad? He knows better than I do what I am feeling.
Calm down, Nicholas.
Yes, I am calm. To this dimwit who doesn't understand anything.
Nicholas, please.
What do you suggest?
Even if this upsets Nicholas, it seems to me essential to have more time at our disposal. Suicidal impulses are sometimes difficult to identify, even for the subject himself, but we can't ignore them. They can have serious consequences. And in this kind of situation, recidivism is very common. Nicholas also suffers from a certain disconnect from reality, which causes very significant anxiety issues for him. All that can be treated. When things have been stabilized and we find a suitable treatment, then we can think about letting him go.
How much time will that take?
Difficult to say. Certainly several weeks.
Well, Mum!
You're safe here, Nicholas. We're looking after you. There's a whole team of doctors, nurses and teachers, and there are all our daily activities and...
What, you think you're going to cure me with a pottery class?
Yes, that's part of the process.
Yes, it's a bunch of crap!
Nicholas, calm down, please. Do you understand what the doctor's saying? It's for your own good if you can stay here.
For my own good? How do you think I'm going to get better if I am surrounded by people who are much sicker than I am? Look, I've thought about it, you know? All of these hours of doing nothing. I've been thinking about everything that's been going on, about my life. And I am not the same anymore. I've grown up all of a sudden. I've understood about things I won't do anymore. Hey, Dad, what I have understood is that I don't want to finish up in a place like this. It's been like an electric shock, and now I feel I can return to normal life. I feel I can go back to school. I feel it. You have to trust me. It's as though I am finally seeing the end of the tunnel. But you have to take me out of here, because if you don't, then that's it. I'm going under. Yeah, I'm serious. I can't take it. Dad, don't abandon me. See, you understand me. You've always understood me, whereas they don't understand me. Dad, I'm begging you.
What would be the procedure for taking him out?
Nicholas is a minor. He's your responsibility. Mm. So it's up to you to make the decision. Right. And in fact, you could decide to take him out today, but... in that case, I'd have to ask you to sign discharge papers.
Discharge papers?
Discharge papers, yes. Which will specify that you've taken this decision against medical advice. If something were to happen in the next few days, you'd be held responsible, not the hospital.
But nothing is going to happen.
I know it's a difficult decision. Especially in front of your son. But you must listen to what I'm telling you. This is not a casual opinion. Your son is in no state to leave here. You can sign these discharge papers and you'll be home in an hour. But let me tell you, as a doctor, you'll be taking a genuine risk.
What risk?
a risk which, as a father, I would never take with my own son. Nicholas needs to be looked after and treated. That's not the parent's role. It's a psychiatrist's role.
Dad, I am not ill.
If we take the right decisions, Nicholas will leave this place in good health and be able to return to a normal life. But, make no mistake, the stakes couldn't be higher.
Mum, I am not ill. I want to come home.
I know, darling. Pierre? What? I mean, I don't know. Say something.
Don't leave me here, Dad. I'm begging you. Now. I need you. Okay, I swear to you, I understand now. You have to give me a second chance.
Nicholas.
It was a cry for help. I'm sorry about it with all of my heart, but I just needed you to understand my pain. And I will never do it again. I swear to you.
I think your parents have heard your arguments, Nicholas.
Please.
And now, you're going to have to take a decision.
Now?
Yes. It's important for Nicholas to understand that you support the medical team.
Dad.
You mustn't feel guilty. This is not about how much you love your son. It's about protecting him. In these circumstances, love is not enough. Love will not be enough.
Dad.
Nicholas, it's lunchtime. I'm going to ask Vincent to accompany you to the refectory. But before that, I think it's important that your parents make their decision in front of you. It will help you to accept your treatment.
I want to come home. Dad.
I'm sorry, Nicholas.
What?
Sorry.
Oh, Dad, you can't do that to me. Not you, Dad. Not you.
Nicholas, calm down.
Steady, Nicholas.
What have I ever done to you?
Vincent will accompany you to the refectory.
Leave me alone. Don't touch me. What have I ever done to you?
Pierre,
you.
Do something.
Just a minute, please.
Dad, not me.
Nicholas.
Calm down.
Dad.
Steady on.
Calm down.
Help.
Pierre.
Stop, you're hurting him.
Please.
No. Nicholas, you're going to hurt yourself.
Dad.
Nicholas.
No.
Nicholas. Come on, come with me, please.
Nicholas. Come on, Nicholas, say goodbye to your parents.
Dad!
Now, calm down. Come
Dad!
On.
Dad! Dad!
How do you feel?
Relieved, don't you?
I don't know. I hope we've taken the right decision.
I'm sure of it.
The doctor seems sure as well.
He was saying the first thing that came into his head, and he had such an unpleasant manner, don't you think? I mean, do you honestly think Nicholas is ill?
I didn't say that.
I prefer to trust what Nicholas told us, don't you? You know, he told us it was a cry for help, that he wouldn't do it again, and we have to trust him. Personally, I believe him when he says this week on his own has made him understand a lot, and that he's changed.
Yes.
I really believe him. We have to believe him. It's important.
You saw the way he looked when we found him in that refectory. And when he understood we'd sign them, the discharge papers. Did you see the way he looked? It was like seeing him again when he was a little boy.
Yeah, he was so happy. Me too. I was as well. I couldn't have left him there. You can't leave your child in hell. And I'm sure this will help us to start off again in the right direction. I'm sure of it. This won't all have been for nothing.
And what's he doing?
He's making tea.
I know, but why is he taking so long?
The one time he insists on doing something.
How do you see things? I mean, down the line.
That seems a bit utopian to hope he'll go back to school. It's May already. If you ask me, the best thing would be for him to get strong. Start again next year. After all, it's not that serious.
But what's he going to do all day? You think you can leave him on his own?
Well, I've been thinking about it, and this is what I wanted to suggest to you. Maybe he could come to live with you. You know, since it seems... And during the day, I could take him to the office. To work. I mean, as an intern. What do you think?
You think that would interest him?
Well, in any case, he'd be looked after. He'd learn a few things, and I'd be there.
with all the work you have on?
Well, I'm going to turn down Signore's offer.
Are you?
Yeah. I don't give a damn about politics or his economic program. You know, for me, what really counts is to save Nicholas, and I feel it's possible now. I feel it, and I don't want to let go of the feeling.
Here we are. It's ready. I even managed to find some Madeleines for you, Mum.
Oh, that's nice.
You still like them?
Yes, unfortunately.
Careful. Oh. Sorry, it's just these pills they've got me stuffed full of. I get a bit dizzy. There we are.
Thanks. Thank you.
Are you joining us?
No. I made myself a coffee. I needed to wake up. Sugar?
No, thanks.
Dad, sugar?
No, thanks. No, kind offer.
All right. How are you feeling?
I'm so happy to be here with you.
So are we.
Oh, Pierre, you'll have to give me the prescription. You do have it. Then I can go and get it filled. I was going to go to the cinema later. Want to come?
Why not? But I'd like to take a shower first. The ones in there were so dirty, I have been dreaming about having a shower all week, if that doesn't disturb you.
No, no. On the contrary.
What? What are you laughing at? Oh, what? I smell bad, is that it?
No.
No.
I mean,
Mom,
not really.
Do I smell bad?
Well, you really want me to answer that question?
I like seeing you two together. It's been a long time. I mean, since the three of us were together.
That's true.
It's like the good old days. Right. I'm off.
See you soon. I'll wait for you.
I just wanted to say that I am sorry for everything I've put you through just recently. I know you don't deserve it, and that it has been no joke for you. And I wanted to ask you to forgive me. And above all, I wanted to tell you that I love you.
And we love you. Off you go. Don't worry, we'll wait for you. You see?
Yes. He's back to the way he was before. Sweet and attentive.
Absolutely.
If you're not doing anything today, why don't you come to the cinema with us?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Cheer us up a bit. I'm sure it would make Nicholas happy.
Well, I have some work to do, but what are you planning to see?
Well, I need to check the times. Have you been lately?
No, I haven't had the time.
Somebody told me about a film.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember the name. Oh, you remember the time we used to go to the cinema sometimes in the middle of the afternoon? We used to tell everyone we had important meetings which couldn't be put off, and then we'd rendezvous at the little cinema near the Rue de Lodion. Do you remember?
Of course.
Oh, I just love that. Yeah. Felt like playing truant, didn't it? Being in the cinema while everyone else was at work.
Yeah.
So long ago. Go on, come with us today. Come on. Don't you want to?
Did you remember to buy the wine?
Yeah.
Great, thanks.
Yeah, put it, it's in the pantry.
I've almost finished the dinner. It's in the oven. I just have time to give Sasha his bath.
Do you want me to do it?
Oh, no. I'll take care of it. Sasha? Bath time! Is it all right? Aren't you pleased everyone's coming for dinner?
Yeah, I'm very pleased. What about you?
Have you noticed? Oh. Look what I found! The earrings!
You haven't worn them for ages.
Yes. I don't know. I thought they'd go with my dress. Right, see you in a minute.
I'll see you, darling.
Sasha, are you ready?
Here already?
Not too early, am I?
No, not at all. Come in. You on your own?
Oh, yeah, she's on her way. Right. She had to go and see her mother first, so I expect, actually, she'll be a bit late.
Well, that's no problem. Come in. How are you? You look well.
Very good, thanks. How about you?
Yeah. You got back this morning?
Yeah. It was starting to feel as if I hadn't been here for months. I was beginning to miss it.
How's Berlin? All going well?
It's great. Yeah. I love the city. Everything's fine. Hey, you know I decided to move in with Elodie. Did Mum tell you?
Really?
Yeah, well, we already spend every evening either at her place or mine, so decided it was probably more sensible to find a bigger place for the two of us.
Well, congratulations. That's excellent news.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to introducing her to you, you know.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting her after all this time you've been telling me about her.
Yeah, you'll see. She is so nice. I'm crazy about her. Did they change the code to get into the building?
I don't think so, no.
The code I had didn't work. Is it the same as it always was?
Yeah.
Must have made a mistake. How's Sasha? Is he here?
Yeah, he's just having his bath.
We got him a present. Oh. But Elodie wants to give it to him. She picked it out.
Well, that's nice.
And I have a present for you.
For me?
Yeah. In fact, that's why I've come a little bit early. It's actually something I wanted to talk to you about. You should see your face. Don't worry. I'm not here to tell you I'm going to be a father.
Never crossed my mind.
No. It's something more... It's something about me. And I wanted you to be the first person to know about it.
I'm listening. Well... Tell me.
Well, you know, besides my architecture course, there was always something else I loved. Writing. Mm-hmm. And recently I have spent quite a bit of time, especially since living in Berlin. I don't know why, but everything seems easier over there. It's given me some distance from all sorts of things and helped me think about everything that was happening. I've always wanted to turn it into something positive. So, here it is.
What's this?
My first novel.
It isn't. You wrote this?
I didn't want to tell anyone about it till I actually had it in my hands, just out of superstition. I was so scared. But now, it's here. And it really exists, and I just called in at my publishers, and they've given me the first copy, and I wanted you to be the first person to have it.
Death Can Wait. Fantastic! When's it coming out?
In 2 months.
Oh.
Oh, and if you open it, you'll see that I dedicated it to you. So, obviously... It talks a little bit about what we already know. Mm-hmm. All of those slightly testing years for you and for Mum. All of those difficult moments. But at least it's ended well. And I wanted to dedicate it to you. Because I know that if it wasn't for you, then I couldn't have...
I am so proud of you. I'm so proud, my big boy. I'm so proud of you.
Well, better wait till you've read it. You might not like it.
Oh, I know you. I know it'll be beautiful.
No, you're not going to start crying.
No. Sorry. I'm moved when I see everything you're doing, everything you've... What you've made of yourself. If we'd known when all that was going on, at the same time, I never doubted you, never. And really, what I want to tell you is I'm proud of you. Come on. Come here.
Now, let's hope it's a success.
Of course it'll be a success. Who knows, you might even become famous.
Right. You don't mind if I go and give Sasha a hug? Hmm? I've missed him a lot as well.
Oh, yeah, no, he'll be happy to see you. He's always talking about his big brother.
Okay.
Pierre? What are you doing? Pierre, are you talking to yourself? Pierre, what's the matter with you? What's happening? Pierre? What's the matter? What's the matter? Are you thinking about Nicholas? Come on.
I should have paid more attention to him. I should have.
Pierre, there was nothing more we could do. We tried everything.
No.
Yes, we did. You've nothing to blame yourself for. You did everything that was humanly possible.
No.
Come on, please.
I was trying to think about all the things he could have done. He had so much talent. He was so intelligent and so sensitive. He could have done so many beautiful things with his life. Yeah. It's all my fault. I could have done more. Why did I sign those discharge papers?
You did your best, Pierre. Believe me. Remember what the doctors told you. It was an illness.
No, I should have.
Come on, calm down. I know it's hard, but life goes on. There's Sasha and me. I'm here as well. And this evening we have friends coming for dinner. Even if it's hard, life goes on. Life goes on, Pierre.
No, it doesn't go on. It can't go on.
Come on, please. Just stop crying. Come here. Come here to me. Calm down, my love. Calm down. Come on. Shh. Everything will be all right. Calm down. You've nothing to blame yourself for. You did everything you could for him.
No.
It was his choice, Pierre. There was no helping him. And nothing you could do to stop him. Do you hear me? Nothing you could do. Come on, calm down. Calm down, my love. And think about your little boy. He'll be four soon.
Yeah.
Think about him, and everything will be all right. Do you understand me? Everything will be all right. It's okay.
In the Sun by Florian Zeller, translated by Christopher Hampton, Nicholas was played by Laurie Kinnaston, Pierre by Joseph Milson, Anne by Nicola Walker, and Sophia by Cecilia Appiah. The Doctor was Carl Prekop, and the Nurse, Ian Dunnett Jr. The Director was Gemma Jenkins.
And you can find more editions of Drama on 3 to download and listen to on BBC Sounds.
In Tune, a musical who's who.
My next guest is the maestro of jazz, Wynton Marsalis.
The fabulous mezzo-soprano Dame Sarah Connolly.
And the wonderful Joyce DiDonato.
With Sean Rafferty and Katie Derham. Find out the latest news and events from around the UK and online from the musicians themselves.
Oh my God, after 7 months... without singing a note on stage, It was a dream.
With exclusive recordings made specially for us. If it's happening in the world of music, hear it first on In Tune, weekday afternoons at 5 on BBC Radio 3.
This is BBC Radio 3, and at 20 past 9 this Sunday evening, it's time now to join Hannah French.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Record Review Extra. And if on this autumnal Sunday evening you're craving a little space between dreams and reality, let me introduce you to the pianist Bertrand Chamailloux. Pianist Bertrand Chamailloux playing Sergei Lyapunov's Berceuse d'une Poupée, Lullaby for a Doll, capturing, as Chamailloux says himself, that special moment as you're falling asleep and you experience all kinds of emotions. This new release from Erato is an intimate and diverse recital of 16 pieces interweaving forgotten and beloved lullabies in a lilting, immersive dreamscape. But before we lose you to a twilight slumber, here's what's coming up on tonight's Record Review Extra. The musical city of Vienna is calling from the turn of the 20th century with Korngold's